With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's show is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Now, more than ever, our internet reliance is rapidly increasing. We stream our favourite shows, keep in touch with loved ones, and even watch podcasts like this one. See, makes sense, it's linked into the podcast. We prefer to think our information is safe, but as our online footprint increases, so does our need for
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Proper security. That's where Surfshark VPN comes in. They protect your information by encrypting all the data you send through the internet, keeping anyone unwanted from seeing it. Another great reason to use a VPN is because the content from streaming services can be restricted based on what country you're in. So that could be Netflix, Amazon Prime, even some of the highlights.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On Twitter, you click on it, not available in your country. Well, Surfshark helps you out with that by simply changing your location. Also, you go abroad, you want to keep watching iPlayer, you want to keep watching British stuff, you can do. Change your location back to where you've left and you can keep watching all of that. Right now, Surfshark has an amazing offer on by clicking the link in the description, using the code Paddock, sit there, look, Paddock, like Stretford Paddock, that's why we use the word Paddock, Paddock, you'll get 83% off.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Which means for something like a couple of quid a month, you get fully protected. 83% off. That's basically all of it off. 83% plus you'll get 3 months for free. And Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Use the link in the description. Use code Paddock for 83% off. 3 months free and 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't get better than that. Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. This is the Paddock Podcast. My name is Joe. Full house here today. Stephen Housen, how are you doing? Doing well with your little rum and coke?
Looking trim.
Looking trim, trim, yeah. Jay, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good,
man. What are you back to eat there?
Just drugs.
Jay's back on the drugs. And Adam McCullough.
try a bit of Exa.
What you got? Yeah.
Popping them
awful.
Pills.
Adam McCullough's here.
Blue and
I like
yellow,
your top.
Purple. Thank you. It's the old school Reggie Miller.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's nice, isn't
it's
it?
Very nice. We're going to be talking about
basketball.
We're going to be talking about United's week, United's month coming up, really, because this is a pretty crucial month for United. We're also going to be looking a little bit at yesterday's.
We're going to laugh at Leeds.
Heartwarming victory over
Leeds.
Let's
laugh at Leeds.
And some of their fans having a bit of a meltdown. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's start with United's.
Is he now booed?
Oh, yeah, just put it on. See the guy
booed.
Put it on.
Now, we should have a disclaimer. This is quite offensive.
I didn't know you had that ringed up. I didn't know you had that ringed up.
Apologies. Apologies to that. Apologies for that.
Was that perfect on the stream or just on
there? Can we play it again with Steve's commentary on it?
Yeah, right, go on.
Play again, please.
I actually didn't know we had that queued up. That was
no, don't you worry. I've only watched about 50 times.
Absolutely spot on. Absolutely spot on. Yes, at least fans weren't happy, were they?
Oh, what are you going to do?
Leeds
How's that
happen?
Guy? Remember that guy? Oh, another one. Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. How's he getting on?
We've got him as well, haven't we?
Have we? We've got another clip.
I knew.
We'll play it in a second.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Right. This is
professional,
bro. Right, so we've gone from the booing. We're getting another clip straight out. We've gone from... it's not the same guy. This is different people. These are people reacting...
He's there in the video.
Is he? These people reacting to McTominay's antics against Leeds yesterday. Let's have a little look at this one.
What did you make to McTominay anyway? I was losing... It's having Chris will tell you.
I'm losing my head with him, and especially when they got their third goal, he stood in front of the south stand and he was just like that. He was giving it all that, like that, and I thought, you little fucking shit, like you're antagonizing.
No, that doesn't bother me.
Oh, that bothers me.
They're very angry.
Do you know what?
His missus like, oh, I didn't mind it. Actually. Like, you all can fuck off at all.
I mean, it's all in good fun, isn't it?
People, you know what's funny about them? Yeah,
bastards.
I love it when their players do it. Yesterday, there was a horrible challenge on a United player. It was like, way, like, and then there was a little soft on one of theirs, and they'd start fuming. And
I know, proper having meltdowns, aren't they?
Mm. It's just stupid as well, isn't it? Because, like you were saying before, they're not that good. What did they expect? They're not like a great team. Every time we play them,
Yorkshire!
Yeah, exactly. That's what they want. But
nor are we very good.
No, but we're still
fourth.
And
that's the scary part.
We're still fourth.
Yeah.
And they're fighting relegation.
Now
it's it's so good, isn't it? They've waited so long to play us. They've waited for 17 years, whatever it is, and they just get battered almost every time they do.
And they had that, I know I was fuming at the time, but they were given a little bit of hope.
That's what, that made it better.
You know what I mean?
We beat them twice.
Jay took his top off and oiled himself up last night, just talking about the hope that they had.
I love the fact that they got
two goals back.
Yeah, I'd rather that.
Tell me when they started singing a millionaire.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Jay absolutely loved it. Samuel with the super chat said,
"What's their chant that they have?"
Just Yorkshire.
They got another one. That's
that Warrington comes out to and does my fucking tits in. That's why I want him to lose.
It's marching on together.
Yeah, that's it.
They sing
marching
that.
On
yeah.
together. Start singing marching on together, and then get fucking rascal.
it's sort of the same message as "You'll Never Walk Alone" as well, which is makes it equal like even more hateable, doesn't it?
Yeah,
sort of the same.
They are just like plastic scouts.
Liverpool's "You'll Never Walk Alone."
Fucking someone on a plane last week who was like, as it was kicking off, and they were like, "Oh, fucking," started giving the lyrics the thing, and then it landed, and everyone clapped. No, they didn't.
Yeah. Are people setting themselves up for did it happen at the end?
I don't know.
She was like a genuine person saying that, not deliberately
so
doing it.
Tell the story with a bit more detail in case someone didn't
see it.
I'll
find a tweet.
I think she like a newsreader or something?
When you pulled your phone out, then your camera was open and you've just been to the toilet, Steve. What have you been doing in there?
Worry about it.
And it picks.
Oh, he has actually. Bloody hell. You can smell it through the phone.
Don't worry about it.
Have you got this lined up, by the way?
No, we're just going to be looking at Steve for 5 minutes. Yeah, go on, Steve, do something.
Go on, Steve.
I'll find it.
Wait for something
Leeds
amazing
crap,
to happen.
I'll find it.
So, Leeds were bad, but they are bad.
Tweet a lot of bollocks.
They are bad. Yeah. I hope they go. I want one of Everton,
race.
Leeds, and Newcastle to go down. Mm. Maybe not Leeds because we've just gotten back and we score four against them every game.
But this is the most we've ever scored against them in a single season, by the way, 9.
Yeah, I think someone said we scored like 20% of the goals they've conceded or something mad like
that. Nice, and they concede a lot of goals.
Which is nice.
It's like being at fucking Christmas dinner with mum and dad.
They waited to play us again, they got battered. They waited to come to Old Trafford,
right,
we found
it.
Got battered.
I found it. So this is from Joan Bakewell. It says, bumpy flight landing at Gatwick this morning. A young passenger piped up, "When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high."
You're not going to sing that bit?
No. All the passengers joined in.
All of them.
The plane landed safely to general applause.
And Kenny Dalglish was doing
Jurgen
Klopp came out of the cockpit and gave us all canapes. It was amazing.
Jurgen Klopp came out of the cockpit. Is that what you just said?
Joan, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
You follow her? What's that for?
No, I don't follow
her.
Yeah,
you do.
She's a broadcaster and a journalist, apparently. Well, she's not very good at journalism. It's always, she's making
it's always
up.
Journalists, comedians, lying.
Oh, yeah, authors. Yeah. Authors are the authors. Biggest one. I'm a children's author, and look at what my four-year-old did today. No, he didn't! Yeah. No, he didn't talk about the humanity of Brexit.
He actually did. Samuel with the Super Chat said, good to see the band back together. My favourite four people in the internet world.
On the internet.
Big ups.
You need that's to nice. Diversify your internet.
No, he has diversified it all the
nice,
way through,
yeah, there's a nice cross-section here, society.
Yeah, exactly. Luke, talking about the game yesterday, said, the first time I've seen Spirit of fighting this team for months, maybe years. Every player fighting for it. We need to maintain that for the month ahead. That was point. One good thing, wasn't it?
They like, gave us money for Dan James said, as well. Yeah, we forget exactly. about that.
Yeah, you said yesterday, Jay.
Why didn't they play him yesterday?
You said yesterday about how that, like, coming back after conceding those goals, it's the first time we've done that. In recent weeks, we've gone ahead, or maybe it was you, one of you did, we've gone ahead and then conceded to, you know, equalise, and then we've not pushed on after that.
Yeah.
To go back to 2-2 and then push on, bit of improvement. Can we be excited? That's what I'm asking. Because you two, I know you're quite pessimistic. I like to be optimistic. Can I be excited about Man United?
You can be happy about yesterday. You can be happy.
I like
Thank
it.
You. You can be happy. Lesson.
I appreciate that.
You can't. It's Leeds. Yeah, like they basically say to everyone, if you want 6 goals,
know,
you can have
I
them.
I know. That is the thing.
Just on the off chance, we might score 3. Mm. Like they're mental. Yeah. They and people are. Love it. Like I don't.
It's Bundesliga.
You know what was good though? The pitch yesterday was shocking, bro.
No,
we got
it added
that.
To it.
No, it did.
Ellen Road added to it. The players added to it. Like McTominay's attitude coming out the way he played. And that,
yeah, but
that
he only needs to be saved for games against Leeds.
Yeah, that surface added to it.
Well, I was saying that before, didn't it? I don't think it makes him a better player running around and booting everyone, but it makes me like him more.
That's what I liked about him. Yeah. Is they were going berserk when he got that yellow, and then a minute later he did another foul.
Yeah.
They were losing their minds, and it was mean
Here's
to
the
see.
Thing, right? Not every game. I said this upstairs, isn't it? Like, not every game is won by technique and skill. No. Sometimes you need grit. And sometimes you got to fucking launch someone. And that was
what McTominay gets that. That's what I love about him. Like, you know, when you go into a game, like, remember Liverpool when we were like, Suarez was there, it was like, someone needs to go and kick him.
Yeah.
And Rio whenever obliged.
That it's was like the first second.
When you go
in
against a game against Leeds, you're like, especially when you go 2-2, you're like, right, someone needs to start kicking fuck out of everything that moves. Mm. And he does it. He steps up and does it. I got a lot of time for that.
And I
also got a lot of time for good midfield players.
I liked it when it kicked off as well. When Alanga got a bit of grief off, like Junior, everyone was on it.
Yeah,
like not just Fred. It's usually just Fred in it and Bruno.
Fred's about.
Yeah, but everyone.
No
even
mirrors
like,
in Fred's house, is it? No. You don't realise he's 5'6".
I like.
He's a proper scrappy like, Jack Russell in
but
it.
But he does get involved. Yeah, what's what you want to see?
I'll fuck you up. No, you won't.
Yeah.
He loves getting someone.
What
else
about
booked?
His goal, by the way? I thought the keeper messed up, and you could argue he did. But it was right in the corner.
It was a good finish.
Good finish, man.
Yeah, if it's hitting your near post, though, you've got to be saving that as a keeper.
I also thought Ronaldo should have scored, but Ronaldo was good in his link-up play yesterday. He set someone up a couple times for sitters, and they just didn't take him. There was one, was it Sancho had one? Or two from him?
Yeah.
That he should have scored?
I think there's one where he took an extra touch, and then it got blocked.
He ain't doing that against Atletico Madrid.
No, is he?
So you may as well.
You ain't getting a 1-2 off it. Pass off him, sorry, unless it's a 1-2. That's the only
Are you worried about Ronaldo at all?
Oh, no, I can't fucking wait.
I'm trying to set you up for that.
You know when you watch the Champions League?
Because this month coming up is
mad. Real Madrid are 2-0 down.
It's like, I think he's been like hypnotically conditioned. Like that music plays. He's Robo Ronaldo. He just goes.
Have you seen that video where he goes, do you remember me? And he starts flashing back and you hear all the music.
Oh, it's so
Real Madrid fan, Cristiano.
If you haven't seen that, watch it. And it's like the one, and that's got the thing with Atletico as well, isn't it? Where they
I
lose
tweeted
the first
it
leg.
Under the name Run It Back. You can probably find it.
The first leg where they beat Juve, innit? So when is it Juve? Mm. And Ronaldo's like,
Cristiano.
Yeah.
And then in the next leg, just gets the hat trick. Ronaldo. And
ridiculous.
He just loves scoring against Atletico Madrid, doesn't he? Do you think he'll score against him?
Yeah.
And it will level him up for the greatest goal scorer award of all time or whatever that is. Even though I thought he already had it.
Yeah, but.
Don't they keep moving the goalposts?
Pele keeps finding
there's that game where I scored 27.
Who is it? What's the guy's name?
Pele.
No, it's not Pele. It's someone else, isn't it?
Yeah, it's someone that played in Eastern Europe. It's someone that played in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
I can't remember their name.
Yeah. I've been.
He played in a fucking World War II league. against other gulags.
I know he counts his goal from that game in the film, isn't he?
Yeah, the Escape to Vitra.
Yeah. Right, I'm all about the Eastern European guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think he was Czech, I think.
Right, okay.
And he played in the War League. And it was like, some of the games they were winning literally like 36.
Is it like five-a-side in the camp?
It's like, you know,
it's work teams.
Yeah.
It's when teams had half-backs.
Czechoslovakia. Next goal's the winner.
Two at the back.
Left half.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Czechoslovakian.
Fly keeper and that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Let's give it to Ronnie anyway.
I mean, he is though, isn't he? We all know he is, really.
Come on.
Like, modern football.
Joseph Bishan.
Yeah, Bishan.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Bishan, I think it is, yeah.
Joseph Bishan.
That's him. Abhinav Verma with the super chat says, Donny FC were raving about his performance against Leeds for Everton. Then Fred comes on and scores 2-2 against him. That's a real midfielder.
Yeah, but Donny can still complete a pass.
Well, are you looking at Donny at Everton thinking he should prove us all wrong?
I'm not looking at Everton.
You're not bothered?
No.
Once he's out of
I just hope Lampard loses every
this
game.
Weekend.
Yeah, I think they'll go down, you know.
I think they'll go down.
I'd sacrifice any hope of Donny coming back for Lampard to get them relegated.
I think they will. I think Everton will get sucked into it. I do.
I think they got a bit too much on it.
I don't think they've got much
of a
bounce
from it. They've got a game in hand on Newcastle and they look safe.
We've got a game in hand away.
And Burnley have started getting their act together. They've just had a big win.
They're not going out.
You think Burnley are going down?
They're like 6 points off safety.
They've got like four games in hand, haven't they, Burnley? They've only played 22. Played 22. There's teams
that
have played 22.
If they win both of their games in hand, they would be.
And they had a big win against Brighton.
Right, you want to know Everton's next fixtures?
Go on.
Man City.
Lose that.
Tottenham.
Lose that.
Wolves.
Probably lose that.
Newcastle.
Probably lose that.
6 point. Another 6 point at Watford.
So no one's going to be tweeting me any Donny bollocks then?
West Ham away.
I think.
Probably lose that.
United, they'll win that.
Well, they'll win that one. There you go. We'll help them.
Palace, now. Liverpool, Chelsea, Leicester, Brentford, Arsenal. That's their remaining fixtures. They're going down, my
opinion. I think they are. I think Everton are going down. I don't think Frank Lampard's the guy to get you out of trouble.
No.
Sean Dyche can be.
Everton, Newcastle and Watford would be lovely, wouldn't it? Get them fuckers down as well. I'm sick of Watford. They just don't even try.
Relegate Everton.
We're playing them next week.
At least Sheffield United tried. At least they went for it. And like, as much as I hate Leeds, at least they go for it. Watford come up and just go, and just get relegated again. Same as Norwich. Fuck them and all.
No, I wouldn't Norwich to stay up. I wouldn't Norwich to stay up.
Fellas, four down.
What's your thoughts on an All-Star weekend in the Prem like the NBA?
No.
Fuck your mum.
Okay.
How about that for an idea?
Not yours.
No.
Right, the ideas, mum.
Yeah.
What is an All-Star weekend? Sorry, forgive me.
It's a lot of
I've never
American
watched NBA.
Is what it is.
Right, okay. Let's clear that up.
Adam's got his basketball jersey on. What's the All-Star? What's All-Star
yeah, but I wouldn't weekend? Have that.
What is it?
No, it's not football.
It's like, you know when I went to the Lakers Bucks game last week?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Lakers were losing and losing bad
right.
at halftime, or it might have been after the third quarter. But on the screen, they had a video of all their players basically giving their opinion on whether a hot dog is a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that at Old Trafford?
Yeah.
United are losing at halftime, and Ronaldo's going, I don't think a hot dog's a sandwich.
Is Ronaldo? I'll tell you, a pasta is a pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. I'm surprised you haven't actually
have
brought that in
yet. The All Star weekend as well, because I hate them all.
Cereal,
I don't give a fuck about them.
Is
like a midfield.
Shout out
of
Darius
like,
Garland, who was amazing.
You're
on about the footballers?
Is Fernandinho and fucking Thiago playing alongside Bruno? I'm just thinking.
Oh God, no, that sounds awful.
Do you want to know why we shouldn't do it? I mean, look at the Premier League Hall of Fame. Does anyone remember that? Happened last year. No one gives a fuck.
Have they put anyone in it recently?
No one cares about it. So that's why we shouldn't have stuff like that. Like, leave that to the Americans. I think football's a bit different. You know, Ballon d'Ors and all that, cool. And plus, like, they say you're the world champions, but it's just American.
And also, the other thing with
like
basketball
Super Bowl world champions.
You can lose 40 games.
Did you play New Zealand, bro?
World Series and all that.
Yeah, you can lose 40 games in a season and still win the NBA championship.
Have you seen that New Zealand
So people
game?
Are used to it.
The women's game.
Oh. Why are you laughing at women for, you sexist?
Oh. Go on, Jay. What happened?
I'm not being sexist. It's the perfect hat trick of own goals.
I'm not being sexist. My mum's a woman.
Exactly. How can you hate women? My mum's one. It's the perfect hat trick of own goals in New Zealand versus America.
Three. And then also, to add insult to injury, gets taken off after 40 minutes. You'd at least give it
to half time. 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
The manager goals, right? That's enough of that. Come on.
Just clock the crowd.
I don't know. You would say, Jay, wouldn't you? Just give it till half time.
I know. You would just think, right, we're already in a message. Just let her get to half time and then take her off.
Surely the damage has been done. You just let her have the full game.
Do you know what I mean? Come on.
She might score six own goals.
The last one was was an amazing finish with no one even nearer.
Do you throw a jab out at her in the throat when you get in the dressing room or what?
What? No.
I'm only asking. I wasn't suggesting it. I'm just asking if
you're on about her teammates, right?
If that's, yeah, if that's at five aside and one of your teammates scores three own goals, just you're having a word.
Just flip one out, maybe. Yeah. A quick one.
You just, go down the other end of the pitch is what you're saying, aren't you? Just go away from that goal.
Dead leg.
Just get away.
Play up front.
Yeah, go on.
In an international
game.
You
know what
them ones? You're giving it the play up front in an international match.
Go on. Have a couple of touches. Get it out of your system. One of them ones.
Go on, have a Barocca.
Three on goals.
No, she got it out of her system, mate. Into the back of her own net.
Perfect. It was left foot, right foot, header and all.
It was a hat trick.
Imagine, she left plays foot, for her country. Right foot, and look, I'm part of this, so I'm part of the problem. But she plays for her country.
Yeah.
Some of her proudest moments we don't know about.
Yeah.
This.
I know. This has just remembered forever. Yeah. And she's broke the glass ceiling. Men are talking about that game. Do you know what I mean? That wouldn't normally
Rebecca
be talking
Lewis wanked
about
off
it.
A pig. I have no idea what ever
else we've
she
already
did in
covered
career.
That on a podcast.
I did too with a super chat.
I know what else she did in her career. David Beckham.
Yeah. Told lies about pure David Beckham, man.
He's never lied about
Absolutely not.
A good looking footballer cheating on his
business. I know.
Or any footballer or any man. Everton are going down. They should have got Big Sam. It's a mismatch of all sorts. Lampard with Duncan Ferguson. It doesn't seem right. It's just something about him. People like him, don't they?
Who?
Frank Lampard. People just
the
want
media.
Him to do
it's
well.
English media.
I like it when he had a go at Klopp. That was mint. Yeah, that's probably the best thing he's ever done. Piping giving up. It
the
fucking big one.
Do you reckon Duncan Ferguson sits in there just thinking, I'll fucking fill you in, you little fairy.
He beat him, but Frank Lampard was better than him. He's got that going for him.
Not
ahead
anyone.
No, but Frank Lampard's got that.
I don't care about
him.
This Duncan Ferguson thing. It does my. It's like fucking Kieran Tierney going out in a t-shirt and everyone getting wet over
Duncan
it.
Duncan Ferguson, what was it?
He takes his stuff in a Tesco bag.
He's standing around in a shirt. Look how fucking hard he is. And I know he filled in some rubbers and that, but like, come on, man.
Some rubbers
it doesn't make him a good manager, does it? Like,
do you remember when he took Moyes Keane off at Old Trafford after he just brought him on?
Get him out of here.
He's part of the problem, man.
What was that about?
What problem?
The Everton problem.
Oh, the shit, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, when he put Moyes Keane on.
He brought him on the Old Trafford and took him off a minute later. Like, what you did? What was that about?
Decision maker.
Yeah. And then Moyes Keane was like, what? And then stormed off down the tunnel. I was like, why have you done that? It doesn't make any sense.
That's, you know, he planned on, like, when he was bringing him on, he was like,
I'm going to prove a point.
Look at him smiling, didn't he? I'm taking him off in a minute.
I don't know what he thinks.
So, bruv.
As he's walking up. Next time the ball goes out.
Just flip those numbers back around on the ball.
Yeah, you, me. I've just come on. I know. Yeah,
I know. You've been in disgrace. Get in. Get in a fucking change of
fuck
room.
All.
Yeah. Did that happen to Phil Neville for us? Got subbed on and off.
No.
Wan Mata.
Charity Shield.
Oh, yeah, but that's Mourinho. Don't count.
Yeah, Mourinho's just having a mad one, isn't he?
Luke Chadwick, it happened to at Villa Park.
That was it.
Fergie's also said that it's something that he'd never do again. Subbing players off after like 10 minutes.
Right.
And he was like, well, yesterday you thought it was good enough to start, so see it out at least till half time. I think he said he did it after 8 minutes or something. Like
8 minutes?
Something
oh my God.
Can you imagine how red Fergie's face would have been
what
at that
What do you
moment?
Have to do to get subbed off at 8? Right, that lady scored 3 own goals and she still got 40. 40. What do you have to do to get
the
8?
First 2 own goals weren't enough.
Yeah.
It took a third.
Fergie must have been like proper minutes. Fucking twitching on the sideline. Like,
after 4 minutes,
right,
is that?
Well, yeah.
All right, give it another 3.
Yeah, like shooting from the from the kickoff or something. What can you possibly do in 8 minutes?
Nah, if you're a fullback and your wingers having his way with you,
it was the kid at Arsenal. Arsenal against was it Forest where he got subbed out before half time.
Really?
Yeah, and it was worse because he was the fullback next to Arteta.
Oh, what's
so
his
Arteta's
name?
Having a go at him and he's just ignoring him.
It was the young
and just
fullback
kept doing league. What he was told not to do, and Arteta's just like, right, get on.
Arteta proved his point because Arsenal still lost.
Yeah.
Then Eric Bailly against PSG in the game he
came
off
all sorts of trouble.
He was playing right back.
It was a back and now it was a back three.
Back three.
Him
and
Ashley Young were getting
you know what does
my
not
pickles.
Him though? Like Bailly will get hooked for that.
He was just fucked.
The amount of performances we've seen where players should get hooked.
Yeah.
At half time, and
they're
still out there on the pitch.
Such a big game, he probably would have. If it was a league game, he might have just left him.
Yeah.
Because it was like a knockout game.
Like Bailly, like used to rarely play. Rarely play, and he would have to sit on the bench and watch people stink it out.
Yeah. So this podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Harry's.
Yes.
Now, you know about Harry's. They're elite, aren't they? Yeah. They're just the creme de la creme of male grooming. Yeah. And what you get with Harry's, you get a new trial set with this offer. So you get expertly engineered weighted handle. You get a 1 5-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in our own German factory. There you go. So we love a bit of that. Yeah. A handy foaming shave gel for effective lubrication and a travel blade cover for all your adventures when you're out and about.
All sorts of adventures, Jay. Yeah. I'm going out, shaving everything.
Exactly. And you get a free shower gel as well. So we've been using the Harry Sound. We're using it on my chin.
One thing about you, Jay, I know. Yep. You are an expert at shaving.
I am an expert
at
shaving.
You shave every day.
I do shave every day. Yeah. And you remember in lockdown, I had a bin and I got rid of it. Yeah. Now I shave every day and I've been using it. And I tell you what, when you're using that weighted handle, you get a nice, lovely control
over
your
balance,
shave.
It's the balance, isn't it?
You get a nice bit of balance you do as well.
It's like a wizard selecting his wand.
It's just fantastic. It is. You feel like Harry Potter. It's just a fantastic shaving experience. And also you get the shower gel and the scent of the shower gel.
Takes me back, Jay.
It's like running through a summer's meadow.
Yeah, it's like being in a waterfall, the other side of the world, no weight on my shoulders. But do you know where there is some weight, Jay?
Go on.
In that beautiful weighted handle.
That's what you need.
I'll tell you again. Hey,
you get it. And also, when you're using these products as well, they're formulated with 0% sulfates. Or dyes, and are alcohol free. Yeah. So there's no nasties there. No. So make sure you support the podcast and give your own shower shave a go by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you cover is $3.95 for delivery
Not
fee.
Bad, is it?
That's
just,
it.
Yeah, just go to harrys.com and go /Man United to have your set delivered and start a shave plan. And your freebie will be added at checkout. That's harrys.com/Man United. That's /MANUNITED. We know it by now, don't we?
Of course we do.
harrys.com/Man United. Back to the show.
Yeah. And he has a bad half and he's like, oh, I'm the one getting punished here, yeah?
Yeah.
Not all this shit that's happening. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it
That's how Donny must have felt, like, at a point, like...
It's good, by
hold
it,
on.
Come on, people keep
all these lot of shit,
it.
Bro. What's going on with me being on the bench? Or coming on for 5 minutes?
Yeah, because if you're a footballer, even if he's not as good as the players who would replace, he still thinks he is.
And you know the fact you can't say
you are?
They're shit.
Yeah.
Because then you're not in a team at all. But really, you must really want to say that.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of people that must want to say things in our dressing room about certain people.
I think they do say it.
Which is probably the problem.
There's a fine line. Wanting to say it but not saying it is
But then some things need to be said.
Figure out what the Portuguese for his shit is.
I'd rather it be said now than, you know, we go into next season and it gets said next season.
Yeah. That's a good point. Our teammates, remember when Aaron Lennon came on for Bex against Portugal and then got subbed off for Carragher so he could take a penalty and he missed?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? He took it too soon and he had to take it again and he missed it.
He was always going to miss it.
That was Rooney's fault. Or was that the 04 one?
That was Rooney getting sent off.
That...
06.
That was 06, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a World Cup one.
Isn't it mad that United and England are shit at penalties? I know we don't all care about England.
No, we've had a good record until recently.
We've lost, what is it, 6 of the last 8 or 7 of the last
8?
Oh,
yeah, recently. Yeah. That's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah. We won the big one, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
you'd take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Middlesbrough in the Cup and all. The
Europa League. Yeah, like,
listen,
or
you're gonna bottle a
Chelsea
couple of FA
Moscow.
Cups and you're going to bottle a couple of League Mate. Cups, but you're going to win a Champions League. Yeah. Like, it's... Fucking have it.
And Van der Sar saved 3 penalties against Chelsea in the Charity Shield. And you win that as well. That's what you
he
take.
He didn't save one of them. John Terry slipped, didn't it?
No, in the Charity Shield.
Charity Shield. Oh, at the start of that season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. We started that season beating Chelsea on penalties and ended it beating them on penalties.
Love that. DC Bissell says, just chucking up a super chat from Florida to laugh at Leeds. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Well done.
Success. Mission very good stuff.
Fuck Leeds.
Yeah. Talk about Atletico for a little bit. Because that is massive. This next month we've got coming up is mad. We've got City, Liverpool, Tottenham.
It's taking a blowjob day.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Who are you giving that to this year?
Wow. Done you there.
Jay's dad.
He's done you there.
My dad's dead. So
and he's done you again. So that's 2-1 to Jay. Nice.
Do you want me to say the next line?
No, because it won't stop me.
We'll call it to all. There we go.
Can you say it after the show's over? Because I want to know what it is.
I'll say it now.
No.
Dig him up and fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. Bit of necrophilia. You knew where that was going. Can I just say my dad's not dead? And apologise if he's watching.
Yeah, of course.
That's why he hasn't seen you for ages, Jay, because you're always joking about it like this.
What? That's well deep.
That's harsh.
That's why I don't know if it's new, Jay.
Hold on a minute. I'm getting good deep. He just said he's going to dig your dad up.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I make love to him. Make a mistake.
Right. Can we what stop talking about shagging me dad? Please. Yeah. God's sake, we're meant to be talking about Atletico Madrid.
Speaking of shagging you, right.
Anyway.
This is why we don't do these together very often. Yeah.
Someone's getting shagged.
Here's a good one. What are you making a Phil Foden incident? That's an incident we could actually talk about.
God, no, this is,
I tweeted about it at weekend, and 99% of City fans, especially, just got the
I thought you were wrong.
But I didn't give any opinion on what he did. I just said, if this was a United player, they'd clear out Monday and talk about how he's a disgrace.
Yeah. Oh, true, yeah.
That's all I said.
I agree with that.
And people was like, how can you say that? He's defending his mum. I didn't say anything. I said, this is what
Talk Sport would do. In our group, you did say some stuff that disagreed.
whoa, let's not start talking about the group. Right,
Where was he? Where was he first? Why was he in like a green tunnel?
What was that? It was a box at the AO. Yeah. The boxes are at the top, isn't it?
Was it?
So they're saying it wasn't at the fight. Was it at the fight?
It was. You can hear Cal Brooks ring walk.
Because he was saying it wasn't at the fight.
I don't know if it's like...
People said, it's at a nightclub. I'm like,
That's the arena, it's a box.
It was definitely an arena. I don't know.
It's a box.
It's a Manchester arena, that.
It's a box. I think fair play to his family for keeping him out of trouble.
Yeah.
And scumbags. Like, you can't swing at some... his mom and that for pushing you away, especially when she's defending her son. If I go after someone with their mom and their mom pushed me, but I'm expecting
Know what they could have done though? Close the door.
Yeah, but
are you calling the cunt? Shut the door.
Yeah, but
done.
These things happen. Like, everyone would have probably had a drink in that situation. Why are you antagonizing people? Why are you following them? Also, we talk about, like, when we talk about Kurt Zouma, we say can't be the first time when it's on footage. You think we only see what happens there? They've been following him around for ages. It looked like he was walking with his missus.
They were hanging outside the door. So, but like, I said, just shut the door.
Yeah, shut the door. But that's what they did, and they were still giving it. So it's like, nah, man, scumbaggery, innit?
Yeah,
scumbaggery.
And it is a shit situation to be in as well, especially for like he can't do anything there, can he? He can't defend people. He can't.
One of his boys nearly caught an M case, mate.
Really?
Yeah, without some fire extinguisher.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad idea.
I don't
idea.
Know if it's his boy or someone involved defending him.
That's a bad idea.
Like, bro.
But he can't do anything.
That is so unaware, he's just walking and he doesn't realise that.
Imagine that.
It was like, have you seen the film? That's French film, Irreversible.
That's definitely like assault with a weapon.
No, mate, that's probably attempted murder, innit?
Maybe.
It's definitely like GBH of intent.
At his head.
Yeah.
Because
that can really fucking mess.
That could kill
a fire extinguisher. Yeah, it could. It probably won't, but
would it weigh about 5 kilos?
And if you don't kill you, it's going to...
Yeah.
It's going to go...
You're not going to be the same for a long time.
Dink! Like, fuck, anyway.
You're not going to be the same.
No.
That's going to be sorted out in a moment.
I thought, that man's...
And also, I'm more embarrassed that he missed. Pathetic.
It's only a fire extinguisher, come on.
He bottled it, that's what he did.
Surely everyone's got a deep urge to set off a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I thought they were going to spray it.
That's what I thought, the way he held it.
That fucking foam.
Because you could see that, I think the girl in the back goes to him. There's a fire extinguisher there.
Yeah.
She's like, spray it, and then he goes, launch it, dickhead. Back in it, turn with it.
Wet him. Spray some CO2 on him.
Yeah, spray a bit of foam on him. That'll teach him.
Yeah, that'll teach him.
Spray
your foam all over them.
Yeah, spray your muck on them. Adam, are we going to beat Atletico Madrid?
I think we are, yeah.
I love it when you're optimistic because you always say, nah, we're shit, we're going out.
No, we are shit, but we're beating Atletico Madrid.
Yes!
Over both legs, we'll go for it.
You think we will?
I think
you don't know, man. Say it with conviction.
Pogba, yeah.
See, what you've done is just picked up a fire extinguisher and whizzed it at nothing.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Either spray them or clunk.
But I got a feeling we're going to win this game. But we're definitely going through.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Why not, man?
Do you think we'll?
Four is coming on.
Yeah.
I think we'll win it.
How embarrassing is it? What do you think? We all think we're going to beat him. We all think we're going to beat him. I love that.
Right,
we'll
shit him. There's two things that's going to happen here. Yanoblek's been gash all season.
Exactly.
And he's going to put in a David De Gea at the Emirates sort of level of performance. Or we're going to shit him.
I don't think
it's going to be...
De Gea's going back. He might not concede ever again.
We struggle against
Spanish
teams, though, don't we? And always have.
Oh, so does De Gea because he thinks the pressure's on.
We play
Barcelona.
Points to prove all over the gaff.
He was great at Real Madrid, weren't he?
There are points to prove.
The 1-1 draw.
I remember though, Ronaldo.
Pogba, what I mean. Sancho, Ronaldo.
Sancho playing in Europe as well.
That needs to be the front four. Pogba on the left.
Yeah.
Bruno, Sancho. See, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron.
We've not really played with that 4-2-3-1 though under Rangnick, have we?
If we play 4-3-3 here, we're getting sexed up.
No, we won't. Because they're only going to hit you on the counter.
McTominay and Fred cannot sit on their own.
They're going so good.
Yeah, but we say that.
And Ragnick's not going to pick Fred. I know he's going to pick McTominay. McTominay cannot sit on his own.
No.
We've just got to get out, man. Just take it to him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of this defending malarkey. Just go for it.
Yeah, but we got sort of...
Did Rooney win again this weekend?
We got toyed with by Brighton at home.
He did. Last minute winner, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did.
And the good news for Rooney is Paul Ince has gone to Reading.
Oh, yes. They're going down.
We want Rooney still, don't we?
Yeah, big time. Well, I actually care.
Oh, mate, I was buzzing when they got that last minute goal.
Exactly.
You know when they beat Peterborough the other day? I was buzzing when they scored that
goal.
That
be the best?
Tom Lawrence got sent off. I was fuming.
Will that be the best achievement of any of that like generation of managers to know that like
100%.
Solskjaer,
easily.
Gerrard,
that's
Lampard,
the best
Rooney.
Achievement since we won the treble.
Yeah, I agree.
Better than Leicester?
Yeah.
Miles better than Leicester.
Really?
Yeah. Leicester didn't have a 21 point deduction.
Yeah, but they did win the league.
What's your point?
Well, Derby aren't going to win the championship, are they?
21 points, bro.
It's incredible.
Other than
not only that, you're not allowed to sign anyone. And they basically relegated him. I was like, he's not getting out of that. Nah. That'll do.
Yeah, let's do let's give him a points deduction and then
can't
give him
sign
another
anyone.
Point
yeah,
deduction.
And then stop them signing players. Then they even lose like 39-year-old Phil Jagielka.
The problem is they're chasing one team at the moment.
Reading.
Not like because Hull just a bit too far away.
Right.
So when you're chasing just one, if Reading win three games on the spin, it's just
they've just sucked Paul Ince on his manager. He's not going to win three games on the spin. What are you on about?
That's true. So.
They just
you
give up.
You Paul Ince earlier.
No, I wasn't. I don't know what you're on about.
You're not going to repeat that, are you?
No, I am not.
Shitbag.
You're still holding a grudge?
I don't know what he's talking about. He's waffling nonsense. Anyway, back to Atletico Madrid. Come
you're
on.
A rich man, Jay.
but Paul Ince said he was sad to leave United.
They all say that.
Not exclusive interview.
Yeah.
He said he didn't want to leave.
Well, look how downhill his career went after he played for Liverpool and Milan.
Yeah.
I'm already tired.
Hey, yeah. Come on.
Did he go anywhere after Liverpool?
Wolves.
Oh, yeah, with Dennis Irwin.
Yeah. Forgive him.
Is that when they had Doritos on their shirt?
Doritos. And a gold kit.
Mm. And that
there's
when
some good sponsors back in
there. Peter Hutt was the best on Fulham. Pizza Louis Saha, remember that?
Yeah. As much as I didn't like it, but Sega on Arsenal was pretty cool.
Sega.
Like, good sponsors. Didn't Sharp.
Nah, JVC's Arsenal, bro.
Dreamcast.
Nah, JVC's Arsenal.
JVC
is
Arsenal, but
JVC shows you the age difference.
Yeah,
I don't mind that because that reminds me when they beat the Scousers.
My mum nearly bought me a stereo when I was a kid, right? Yeah, and we went shopping. She was like, "Look at this one, JVC." I was like, "Fucking don't
think
so."
I need a sharp one.
I've never sought ready.
I want a different, inferior product because it says sharp on it. I don't know if you know anything about sharp electronics.
The question I was going to ask.
They're fucking shit.
What when you think of United shirt sponsor? Who do you think of?
Vodafone.
Oh, okay. So that shows just the age
difference. Yeah. But also, JVC isn't a good sponsor. Sega and Dreamcast are kind of cool, but JVC isn't. JVC is just shit, nerd. Like whatever's. Are you talking about pizza and Doritos and that?
They're amazing
no,
things.
About how they looked. How they looked as well. They looked really good.
No, that's true.
O2 looked good on Arsenal good.
O2 did look good.
Did
forgot about O2
BT Sounet and Borre.
Yeah.
1-1. Remember that? Who had 1-1? Everton had 1-1.
Celnet, I remember the Celnet. That was the Ravanelli Janino days.
Yeah. Brian Robson.
I remember we had a fucking absolute bucketing down Middlesbrough. Oh, 93, 94, Jay? Or 92, 93? It would have been 93, 94.
93, 94, Middlesbrough, yeah. They got
fucking bucketing down.
No, it would have been 95, 96, you know.
Would it?
Well, they got promoted under Robbo in 94, 95. Because he left in 94, went to Middlesbrough, got promoted.
When was Janino or not? Was that like
95, 96.
When they come up?
Yeah.
That Emerson midfield, Ravanelli up front, Janino, and fucking torrential.
Wondering
downpour.
What the hell they were doing at Middlesbrough. Yeah. Like, ringing their agent at half time going, what is this?
Was that Gibson, wasn't he?
Yeah, Steve Gibson. He just threw money at him, didn't
he?
He
was well loved.
Do you know what? Ravanelli, right, was on 42,000 a week, right? In like 95. The fucking fume that came from the Red Tops on that was insane.
I was about to say, imagine trying to get someone to go to live in Middlesbrough now, but we'll see it with Newcastle. Won't we?
Well, yeah, this is the
put
thing,
it this way, it? Right? Roy Keane was the best player in England in 2000.
Yeah.
And he wanted a new contract at the biggest club in the country that had just been shit in European Cups and Premier Leagues. And he wanted 50 grand. And Five years later.
Do you remember what United did as well?
And then he scored against Valencia. Oh, United, had United really did. Celebrate.
United had his fucking pants
they
off.
He sent out a message, didn't he, to all season ticket and ticket holders saying that your price of tickets gone up because we're giving
Keane
a new contract.
Can you imagine?
The Keane tax has been added to the season ticket.
Roy Keane's like, you're going to send out another
Roy Keane
apologising for that.
A door at Old Trafford when he saw that.
He went berserk for that one, didn't he?
Oh my God.
That is harsh though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Absolutely hung him out to dry. It's not his fucking fault.
No.
They kept hiding. We've got a PLC structure. And You set the fucking wages, you dickhead.
Yeah. Tough one, that, isn't it?
Mm. He scored against Valencia.
Yeah.
Just after, I think it was just while the contract negotiations were going on, or just as it was announced that he was going to sign. And I remember it like, fucking yes. It's like Rooney's goal for some reason after the transfer request and all that when he scores against Rangers. For some reason that just sticks in my head.
Yeah, certain ones, isn't it?
You know, like that.
Love that.
Oh, right,
Beckham against Everton when you knew he was leaving.
Yeah, that's sad.
Celebrating the title.
That's sad, though.
Yeah.
Abhinav Verma says, I think Sharp and AIG when I think United. I don't think AIG at all.
I can see why you would, because obviously won the Champions League.
Yeah.
I just think Sharp.
Carlsberg, Liverpool, yeah.
It's weird. When I think of AIG, I think of Owen Hargreaves.
Oh, yeah. Against Arsenal.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Notch in the comments there said, how much did Batshuayi want to be paid? Well, I interviewed Martin Edwards, and he said it was something like he wanted like 70 grand a week after tax. And he's like,
oh, shit. No. You know what's crazy? I forgot. Someone just mentioned Chevrolet there. I forgot we had Chevrolet.
Oh yeah. I did. Genuinely did.
Fucking what was it with Chevrolet, the FA Cup?
Yeah.
Was it
white Jesse Lingard shirt? Yeah.
That was Chevrolet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, exactly. I forgot
that. Glorious.
I love. I tell you what, it's something a lot of clubs can't do. Is that we just match our sponsors to what we won in it?
Yeah.
What are we winning them? Nothing. Wank.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tottenham's last sponsor was in 1950.
Fucking Team Viewer.
Well, we haven't won anything with them, have we?
Team Viewer.
That'll change.
They'll be fucking.
In a few months' time. You worry about that.
Yeah.
Vodafone, did we only win the league once with Vodafone? Oh no, we had the 2001.
We won it three times.
We won 99, we were still Sharp, weren't we? And then that was the last season of Sharp.
So then we'd done two on a spin.
And then, 2003.
Yeah, 3 months.
It's not bad, is it? No Champions League in it though. But
you know. Can't be all, can you?
No. Adam McColl, have you got a Wally of the Week?
Can't think. but nah, go
Why
around.
Why are we doing this so early?
Go around.
Oh, well, we don't have to be done. Yeah. Just giving you Wall of the Week
fuck
ready.
Fuck off then.
Get your Wall of the Week ready.
What's happened this week?
Piers Morgan.
Why, what's he done?
I don't know, he'll have done something.
Amir Khan for breaking my heart.
Oh, yeah. He got
popped. You wanted him to win?
He let the Cuzzy Bros down, man. Fuck the soul.
he got battered as well, didn't he?
We were getting added left, right and centre.
We are.
Because of him.
Getting added left, right and centre.
Yeah. Text messages.
But the people just go, let me think of an Asian I know.
Yeah.
Go, ha.
Ha!
Too fair.
Boy lost.
Too fair.
Shit, all right.
About 90% of my Asian mates was at the fight. And I know they were on
I would have been there if I weren't at kickoff. Yeah.
And then heavily defending him in the group chats afterwards.
Yeah. Sorry, Amir.
Yeah.
You know what? He's a British boxing icon and he's done so much for the sport. There was a big period of time where Amir Khan saved, like, lottery weren't going to fund it no more. And when he got that gold medal, they put more money into it. You had AJ. British boxing ain't the scene that it is without Amir Khan. So he deserves all that. But for losing this fight, you're my Wally.
What about for having a fucking picture with Joel Glazer the night before his fight?
That went the night before. That was an old tweet. But I seen it resurface after he lost.
He's not like the thing with Amir Khan. I like Amir Khan. And I think he's not the brightest back because he's said a few silly things and done a few silly things. You can sort of ignore him. I know we all hate
silver
the Glazers.
Medal, sorry.
Yeah, I know we all hate the Glazers, but I'm not that bothered because he's a bit of a, you know, like I say, he's not exactly a Mensa member. He's probably just been put in a situation and gone, yeah, I'll take a photo with him. He's like, have you seen the Bruce Jenner interview, the Caitlyn Jenner interview he did? Oh. Where he was trying to get himself out of trouble.
That's
and
the greatest
kept going,
interview
I just remember Caitlyn as Bruce. I mean him. I mean her. I mean she.
I went up to him.
I
went up to him, yeah, and I shook her hand. What?
Yeah. Like, what are you on about? Stop saying words. Someone take this camera away
from me.
That's
the best interview ever. He's not Wally of the Week. No, he's not Wally of the Week.
Come on,
I need a new one.
He's not the brightest, man. That's all it is.
That is the greatest interview ever.
That is so bad.
That is fucking amazing.
Who thought that was a good idea to let him explain himself like that?
Well, the thing
like, is, what is he doing? I've got an idea.
Let's ask boxers on progressing and trans
down Las Vegas High Street.
You're not going to...
At about 3 a.m.
Go and ask him fucking Pacquiao about it. It's just like...
I genuinely believe he doesn't have any hard feelings towards him.
No,
like,
definitely not.
But he just couldn't. He was just tripping all over his way.
The way he was saying it, I just remember him as in the Olympics when he was winning gold medals. I mean, she was great. I mean, oh no.
Yeah, that's the best bit. I went up to him.
And I shook her hand. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's
but
so
it's
bad.
Like, it's like, it's
he,
so
couldn't remember, he couldn't remember the name Caitlin either, could he?
No.
Bruce.
Like Bruce.
Bruce, when he says it as well, Bruce. It's like, just stop talking. Who's filming
like
this?
It's like a TMZ interview, though. Yeah. It's like,
it's like,
like
had a club in
yeah. I'm like,
just
straight
up to him and asking
seriously.
Him. Yeah. He's struggling.
Yeah, Heaven Soul says he's a little confused, but he's not malicious. I agree.
Leeds fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's an easy one. It's a tapping night, isn't it?
Fuck off. What did Tim Sherwood do?
Oh, he said that Varane was the reason we were conceding goals.
Tim Sherwood.
Tim, not only that, who was it?
Paul Merson. He said Maguire's good.
Oh, yeah. You know, now I'm playing to Maguire's strengths.
And Paul Merson also said, Maguire, it's not really working out, Maguire. Just nip it in the bud. Get rid of him. Get a new manager in. Nip it in the bud. Like, it's not going to be a fucking right nightmare getting a new manager.
Yeah, Rangnick.
Yeah, it's not working out with Rangnick. So just nip it in the bud.
Paul Merson just says the most outrageous things constantly, but he says them like he means them.
Because he's two balls out occasionally on air. Everyone loves him.
And I remember he was manager of Warsaw. And once my dad went out in Birmingham and sent us pictures of him just pissed off with Paul Merson.
Really? Mm. She like Mike Bassett with the back of the fag pack. He's Benson and Edges and that, yeah. What's going on?
4-4 fucking two.
Do you know the charity muggers out in town?
Yeah.
I saw a video the other day.
Chuggers.
What's that?
What's that?
They come up to you and stop you to sign up for a charity.
Oh, the ones that handed leaflets.
But like, they're aggressive.
Oh, so they are. They do work for charities.
Yeah, yeah, but they're very.
They're on commission.
Yeah, so they're like.
Yeah, it's like 99% commission.
Yeah, so they're aggressive salespeople.
Yeah, I saw a video of someone being approached by one of them, and he just took the thing, signed it, and gave it back. I was like, that's quality.
No signature. Have you ever had to do a signature?
No autographs.
Yes, unfortunately.
Have you? Aye.
It was bad, man.
Tell me more.
I was in America, yeah. And some kid had a brand new fucking United shirt on. And he was like, and I was like, no, I'm not doing this, bro. Your mom's just bought you this shirt because we're at a preseason game, so it must have been on sale outside. I was like, bro, I'm not doing this. And he was like, please, please.
I refused to sign
his fucking head instead.
Sign your ass instead.
Yeah. Sign a shirt. I got asked when I was playing for Salford. It was me and you're familiar with what Martin O'Fire looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, you all know what he looks like. Yep. Yeah. Just a fucking huge black dude, right? Well, there was a lad that I played in the academy with called Jules Penny, who was a 6'5" black dude, right?
Oh, and no. It was, I know where this is going.
Yeah. Well, there was a woman come up to us, both wearing club gear. I think we just had club ties and shirts on, at the Willows of all places.
Nice.
With a river of piss just running around the bottom. And if you think I'm joking, you ain't been. And we're standing right by the tunnel. Now, Martin O'Fire's on a pitch. This is how bad it is. Martin O'Fire's literally on the pitch and some woman comes up to us with a programme and she asks Jules if he'll sign it and he signs it and then she goes to me like that and I just signed it. I'm like 16 at the time.
Yeah.
And then she looks at it and she goes, who the fuck are you? I was like, you just want to just ask me off.
And then,
then she looks at Jules, she goes, who the fuck are you? And she goes, are you not Martin O'Fire? And he goes, no.
Howler.
And he's like, Martin O'Fire's there.
You can
assume. Then she just fucking goes, fucks off.
But why are you getting people to sign your book if you don't know who they are? I hate that when people like.
But that happens.
Tell you about the one in hotel football. So there's a lot of Irish lads come up to us when I was in hotel football. I'm waiting for one of you lot, probably. And a lot of Irish lads come up to get a selfie and then they fuck off. And some woman comes up to me and goes, who are you? I was like, what?
I love that. You hear that when like kids will come up to you like, oh, dad, let me get a picture of him.
What's calling you, dad?
Yeah.
Dad.
No, they'll be telling their dad to take a picture and then their dads will be like, who the fuck are you? And you're like, it doesn't matter.
And she comes to me like, who are you? And I just like shrugged it off. I was like, don't worry about it. If you don't know me, don't fucking matter, does it? And then another fucking group of people came and took a selfie. And then she came over to me. She's like, can I get a photo with you? I was like, you don't even know who I am.
Yeah, that's mad.
I want this picture just in case for some reason they're worth loads of money.
For when he dies
years.
And then they can say,
oh.
He was such a lovely bloke. I knew him so well.
Yeah.
And she goes like, actually, who are you? And my go-to in this situation is I say, I'm the drummer and take that.
Nice.
Whereas actually, you're the drummer and take that, aren't you, Jen?
Yes. I say, I'm Amir Khan.
Ah. Yeah.
I won't be this week.
No, it'd be Kell Brook.
Yeah.
Okay, bro, that's who I am. Yeah, he did batter him, didn't he?
I'm not saying it, to be honest with you.
I was legally blind.
Never did it. Couldn't see it. Did you watch it?
No.
Did you not watch it?
It's on a rundown.
Yeah, but it's been on since.
Who gives a fuck? This is my problem, right? It was a box office fucking thing. People don't give a fuck about the actual boxing, and they'll go and fucking rush to anything that fucking Carl Froch was in, that fraud, and then anything that... Like, Kel Brook and Amir Khan.
Sainsbury's the other day, by the way, Carl Froch. Really? Two bags of shopping under his arm.
This should have been the night of the fight that happened in like 2012, something like that, right? When they were actually both active and probably around in the mix at least for world titles.
Yeah, it should have happened then because Khan might have won.
They've now been retired for 3 years-ish, the pair of them. They're both inactive. Neither of them are fucking ranked. What's the fucking point?
Yeah.
This is what pisses me off about boxing. they don't make the fights happen in good time. Like,
we're probably going to see Fury Joshua.
Fury Joshua is going to be about 9 years away.
Yeah.
It's fucking waste of everyone's
turn
time.
Turn it off. What the? This is racial abuse, you know.
Putting the Amir Khan.
You can't put
on
the highlights
like,
on.
Like we
make
can
me
do
sit
anything
through
without
it all again.
Let's just sit here and watch it.
Absolute disgrace. I had enough of yous like bullying me.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? If it had happened 11 years ago, I might have got excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was still excited for it. I thought Boxer did really well with the promotion of it. And shout out Savage then. Yeah. Big role with
on the inside.
Nah. Well, I used to do a boxing
show. Would you do a boxing match? Because Steve's done MMA before. Amateur fight. Would you do it, Adam?
I would train and all that, but I wouldn't do this YouTube.
What if you're fighting Jay?
Yeah.
If you're fighting Jay, do you think you'd win?
Jay would batter me, mate.
He's old.
That's why I wouldn't do one. I like to keep the facade.
You see the one that was in Newcastle? That fame MMA? Do some right whoppers on it, to be fair. Like JMX and that.
JMX is all right. Bit mad.
They asked me to go on that, and I give them a figure that I would want for it, which was a lot.
Yeah, it's not the figure you've got now, is it?
Different.
You'd want to hourglass. You wanted to lose a few pounds.
But they didn't pay anyone.
So really?
Yeah, I'm glad.
Just got them in and fucked them off. Yeah.
That was like that one in America.
A bit of brain damage. There you
TikTok
go.
Against
That's
YouTube.
Our fee. Bit of brain damage for you.
Yeah.
When you did it, who was you fighting?
I just fought a random dude. The fight that I did do was just an amateur fight. It was just a mass fucking like randomly paired like whatever weight you were. Crack on, just a one round amateur. It was a draw. It was a draw, but it was also, it would have been a draw if I'd got twatted for 5 minutes because it was only if you got finished, was there a win. So if you tapped or you knocked him out, otherwise it would have been a draw. But if you watch it is a draw.
I watched it. I didn't even know you'd done it amazingly. You've never really mentioned it. Mm. And I watched it like
if you'd have won,
he'd
have mentioned
yeah.
it more. If it wasn't a draw.
Excuse me, Joe, I'm undefeated.
Right. If it wasn't a draw, he probably would have said it a few more times.
Undefeated, yeah. Joe.
We'd have it on the channel every day.
Yeah, in fact, can we just change my thing? I want to be known as the undefeated MMA amateur fighter.
So am I.
No, but I've actually had one.
So? I'm still undefeated. Zero losses.
I said hourglass figure into it, so that's a long hour.
Don't you there? It's not a long hour, it's a wide hour. Duh, come on. Some of the things you were saying earlier about fall-ins. Unrepeatable things, Jay Motti.
I don't know what you mean. I have no idea.
Are you being racist again?
No, I was not being racist. See what you're starting now. How are we going to be racist about someone who's the same colour as me? And I wasn't.
You didn't have to explain that.
I wasn't bringing it. I didn't bring racism
to it. That was my joke.
To do with that.
Bloody hell.
It was nothing to do with race.
This is how scared of cancelling people are going. A black guy is scared of being cancelled. We're talking about a black guy.
I did not say anything about his race. I said something else that was unrepeatable.
About what? I know what you said.
His personality.
I know what you said.
I know what he said.
I don't know what
you mean. You can't do that, Adam.
You can't just write. The words that just came out of Jay's face then were just.
You can't mouth it.
I hate you all, man.
Yeah, awful.
That's the last time I'm telling you anything.
We didn't say it on air, did we? It was all good. Last podcast before.
Jay Singh there says, I get people wanting cancelled. Yeah. I'm one of the guys who sat behind. Oh my God.
Read that again.
I get people wanting pictures at the match because so I'm assuming, being called Singh, I think I'm on safe ground here to assume he's a Sikh guy. Right? So he goes, they think I'm one of the guys that sat behind Fergie in the crowd back in the day, got bored of arguing with it. So just had the pictures now. Fucking hell.
They did a photo shoot with that family, didn't they? Yeah. Like at the start of the season. They're not there again.
No, because like press are there now.
Yeah. It's like they brought him back in because people recognised him. They were it was kind of well known, weren't they? And then they just
fucking got good luck, John. Pretty fucking good one.
I know, yeah.
Imagine getting that seat as well. Oh, imagine that.
Do you know the one that's directly behind the manager? Do you know that seat that's directly behind the manager? How many times do you reckon the manager's gone, fucking move him? It must happen.
Yeah, if you're shouting and singing and having a go at everyone.
You literally need to be a 90-year-old lady that's just going to sit there and enjoy the game and not fucking get up, speak or anything. Even that, John, you can see him like, right, okay, I'm thinking bringing him off. And then
I'd be there, like.
To the left and you're going, and someone sitting behind him going, really?
Just leaning over. Just,
yeah. Really? Why don't you take McTominay off?
Yeah. A really long tube in his ear.
Yeah.
Sub me on. To bring his ear like, sub me.
Yeah, imagine that, you're going, fucking sick of you, is shit. And the manager's there like,
how many times, Luke Shaw? How many fucking times?
You've been doing that anyone who'd be on the pitch.
And Mourinho looks back and goes, you're fucking
right. Yeah, get him off. He's right.
Sick of his Luke Shaw and he goes, fucking save me.
So remember when Sherwood did that, got the guy out of the crowd?
We'll put him on Tim, the pitch.
Yeah. Harry Redknapp,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Tim Shield. Oh, they both had on it because Tim Shield did it. He got some guy who was shouting stuff out to come down and help out with him, like, take over.
Did he do it?
Yeah, of course.
And they won the Champions League.
Yes. And everyone cheered.
Here's the thing. You've seen Tim Sherwood. Yeah. He was obviously
and that man was Avram Grant.
They were 2-0 down when he did it, and they won 3-2.
honestly, yeah. If they were like, you know, someone gets injured, where do you play centre-back? Right, let's say...
I've had this dream before.
Victor Lindelof gets injured.
Yeah. I used to have this dream repetitively and Gary Neville gets injured every time.
And they came over to you and said... I know this is mad. We ain't going anywhere. We recognise you. Yeah. We know you play a bit of five-a-side. Yeah. Jay, do you want to come on the pitch?
Right, apart from the fact that you have to be registered 24 hours.
Forget all that. Forget all that. What I'm saying is...
because that's the real reason this isn't going to happen.
No, forget about that. Yeah, Steve's here with the admin. No.
Actually, if you check the rules of the Manchester FA...
they just go, sign this, we'll get it sorted.
Right, okay.
Would you go on?
Can't do a signings on a day. I'll level anyway.
Do you remember that girl we were talking about from New Zealand who scored that perfect hat trick?
Yeah.
I would make her look like Baresi with my performance if I came off Manchester United. I would come on, right?
Do it.
Feign injury after 4 seconds just to say I play for United because I would do nothing to help that team.
No, you come on, you fucking launch anyone on the
opposition. Yeah, that's a good shout.
No fucking hit the badge and fuck
off. Yeah, you can't get suspended.
All right, I'd do that. Yeah, I'd have to just fly into someone.
It doesn't matter, is it?
I'd have to fly into someone.
I believe I'm ready for it because of that dream.
It worries me that you say this.
I believe I'm ready for it.
So you're playing right back. Gary Neville's injured.
Gary Neville always gets injured in his dream.
Yeah.
Why Gary Neville?
And where are you sat when
I'm sat?
He was right. Always fucking injured.
I'm the front row.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm, you know, along
with his preds in his hand. Hey, you never know.
It's funny when you see kids turn up in full kit, don't you?
Yeah. And but you do. I'd
rather a kid turn up in full kit than that fucking pleb that paints him and his son red.
Oh my God.
Listen.
Do you remember that? He's not there anymore, is he?
Well, he probably is, but he probably decided to
not remember him.
Is his kid in care?
He's probably got lead poisoning, painting himself for 20 years. Would you go on? Would you do it? Or is it too embarrassing? Really?
Yeah.
It would be embarrassing.
Mate, I'm going to hit someone thigh high.
What if it's the second leg against Atletico?
Do you know what, though?
Like, and we're up by one goal.
Honestly, Luis,
I'd be worried.
Luis Suarez, hang on. Second leg against Atletico. Yeah. I'm going to fucking 25-yard minimum run-up, fucking Scholesi reducer Luis Suarez in the centre of his back.
You know what's all mad, though, yeah? I saw people at the weekend talking about on Twitter, like they beat up Amir Khan, and like when you see people play in like the FA, like I don't know, shit teams in internationals, we think Faroe Islands, we could play for them, bro. We can't, we can't.
Like that's the thing you say.
Can't
you
beat
say
up
you,
Amir Khan,
not Faroe Islands.
You can't.
You say you'd smash Luis Suarez. He'd see you coming,
and yeah,
you wouldn't get near him.
He wouldn't see me coming.
Right. He would see you coming. He'd hear you breathing, mate.
What, you're wearing this?
Cammed up.
Luis Suarez would be stood there waiting for you. Steve's got a smaller person. All right, on the way.
I'm going to have to wait till the corner then. I'm going to have to fucking Sonic elbow the fucker in the nose, aren't I?
That's it. Right. It's corners and stuff.
Yeah, corners, fair enough.
I used to go in goal on Sundays for fun sometimes, just to be able to hurt people.
Yeah.
Like, because you can throw, jump up with your elbows, with your knees. Like, that's the spot you want to be in goal.
Chairs.
In goal. No. At a corner, just
I'll
just, boom!
I'll just fucking straight fucking gadoosh him. Like, why am I signaling? Why am I hiding this? Why am I pretending I've not done it? I'm a fucking hero. I've just fucking one-arrowed Luis Suarez in front of the Stretford
and jumped into the crowd. Heroic, to be fair.
Remember Solskjaer at Newcastle?
Exactly.
Where he's just walking off, getting in the
It's like that, but more violent.
Yeah, that's us.
And I'll stand over him like Roy Keane.
Who else?
So you ever say that about my mate again?
Alan Smith.
Now, Alan Smith
got sent off and got applauded, didn't he?
Did it?
At Old Trafford, I'm sure.
I remember him getting his leg broken.
That was bad, wasn't it?
No, that was bad, but he never got applauded for that.
Didn't
they attack his ambulance?
I mean, they attacked his ambulance and threw shit at him. Yeah.
Their ancestors used to attack ambulances.
Oh, that's a good point. Who was it? I can't remember. I know you mean.
What are you thinking? Our man, Marukani, says, my second favourite group of lads on the internet after Lemon Party, thanks for the great content. Nice. Good group of lads, them. If you don't know who they are, Google them. It's a podcast, Lemon Party.
Don't Google it.
Older fellas, but they get on really well.
Don't Google it.
They get on really well.
Is this like blue cheese and all that?
It's kind of like blue waffle,
blue waffle.
Right, okay.
I think this is straight 2000.
What was the other one? Meat Spin, remember that? People just say, go on that, and you'd be like,
or did you see
shit.
Tub Girl?
No.
Too far.
What are these cartoons?
The cartoons that you send on infrared.
Jay's only got internet last week.
Yeah, that's true. Cartoons.
Have you seen Great Boy?
What's he do?
It doesn't matter.
Really? Sell fruit and veg in that?
Yeah.
Terrible. Someone said it sounds a bit political.
I'm being abused in the comments here. I've got, I'll have you know, a good fucking 5 minutes of running before I crumble.
A good 5 minutes. Yeah. Fair play.
Could you imagine Steve trying to run at Elland Road yesterday? Be like it's a knockout, wouldn't it?
This is the thing, right?
Sorry. I'm not having this from someone like a bench pressing both hands.
Right. Yeah, the but thing still, is, right, I've been the same on a fucking full pitch for 11 a side. I'd be useless. I wouldn't be catching people. Like you say, maybe on a corner I can elbow someone.
That's it.
But I'm not just flying into someone because I'm just not getting near.
Gaffer's going to be like, do that under the arm. Yeah. Like, listen, Steve. Just fuck him up.
Yeah, I'd play worry. Front of score, actually.
Yeah. I remember at that's a corner when we played against... When I played against Wes Brown, I was giving... Because we knew Wes, like, I remember we'd done...
You did the wheelchair basketball thing.
Football thing,
yeah. We took that very serious, to be fair. Started smashing into people. literally broke something.
It's not fucking bumper cars, man.
Nah, it was.
And, very competitive.
So I've done a few things with Wes Brown before, so I met him in Singapore and that. So, when I was there, like, I was giving him a bit, like, come on, Wes, like, you know, I'm going to go up for this corner and that. And I remember the ball's coming for the corner. I've got to try and attack it, and he's just gone.
Nice.
Fucking hell, like it was just a little one and you're like
just timing on it.
Wes Brown was hard.
He was nails.
Wasn't just Wes Brown, he was hard.
He was
old school. One of
the
best things at football, Wes Brown. Tackle. At the byline. Sending someone into the little
I mean when he did it to Robin.
They'd slide all the way
I remember when he did it to Robin. But Robin came on, he's a sub he got subbed. He came on in the cup final in 2007. Wes Brown absolutely sent him into the stands and he got subbed off. I mean, none of it.
Who was the goalkeeper at Old Trafford? I don't know. Might have been De Gea.
He scored a chip at Old Trafford.
Mm. I think it was De Gea.
There's footage of it, isn't there?
Van der Haar. There is footage of it.
Got fucking murdered by Dennis Irwin.
Who?
Me.
Oh, yeah, that was good. How good was he?
Mate, he was a joke. So Dennis Irwin played in one net and G-Sun Park played in my team in net.
Right.
And G-Sun Park occasionally would come out and beat a couple and then not to be outdone, 55-year-old Dennis Irwin, at least?
Still
like
in
that.
Good nick.
Really?
Still in, yeah, trim. Like a 34-inch waist. Like, Dennis Irwin catches a fucking ball, like, out of the air and then beats an entire team and puts it past G-Sun Park.
Sick.
And abuses G-Sun Park.
And there was also another run that he went on. And I know he weren't playing against professionally, but at that, he just skipped for about six people and he was like, you were a fullback, bro.
Mm. Yeah, like, 30 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. You were a defensive fullback. You scored a few goals on that, but you were a fullback.
Penalty.
So imagine what like,
I've just seen
Giggs
you slalom past.
Imagine what Luke Chadwick would have done to us. Like, do you know what I mean? Like a winger that.
Imagine someone as good as Luke Chadwick. Dennis Irwin's a better winger than Luke Chadwick is.
Nah.
Do you not think?
The Luke Chadwick was highly rated when he comes through.
He's almost 60.
Yeah, but it's still
That's amazing.
I have met Vidal.
Like 450 games.
Oliver. G-Sun Park was not moving and was still amazing. Like he was a sick goalkeeper.
I injured him in the game at Old Trafford.
He was a quality goalkeeper.
Is he?
Yeah. Just athletic reactions.
He just got, athletic reactions and like hand-eye foot coordination. It's just next level.
I injured him at Old Trafford. Went in for a tackle, won the ball, but I also got him.
Park?
And he went off the pitch like straight on a foot. And then my dad started singing his song at him and I was like,
No, Dad, we've moved on.
Not now.
We've moved on as a society.
Ryan Milligan in the chat there says, my uncle played with Dennis Irwin, Oldham, Mike Milligan. I remember Mike Milligan.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's good, isn't it?
Oldham did us a favour in 93. They beat Villa. Nick Henry with a goal. That won us a title.
Watching that on CFAX, Jay.
Yeah, man. Yes. Those were the days.
Reading it.
Do you remember that?
Waiting like for it to refresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
Dad, we want a fucking league time! League time!
Radio was good as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Alan Green and them man back in the day.
Yeah. I remember Joe Beckham's halfway line goal against Wimbledon.
Yeah.
My dad had a call out. I must have been like 12, I think, 13 perhaps. 12, 13, I think 12. My dad had a call out. He's a lift engineer. And he's gone to that massive Asda warehouse in Warrington.
Yeah.
And I'm in his van listening to the radio in Warrington on my own on a Saturday afternoon. While he's inside working.
Listening
to like someone absolutely coming their pants over Beckham scoring from the halfway line, trying to visualise it and get it well wrong, by the way.
Yeah, do you remember when you used to do stuff like try not to know the scores and watch Match of the Day?
Yeah.
Me and my dad did it successfully for the 5-3 against Spurs.
Really?
Like, I remember like, that. We avoided the radio, we went shopping and that. Yeah, when we were 3-0
easier then.
Easier then.
easier then.
Yeah, because you can't go on your phone now without seeing it.
Yeah, you're going on your phone.
I do phone. UFC fights yeah. now.
You just had to tell a few people, don't tell me the score.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah
you had to
yeah,
tell, yeah. like, key send players. A few texts out. Yeah. Don't tell me the score, and that was it.
Yeah, UFC now, I'll get up, I'll absentmindedly fucking go to Instagram. It'll be the second thing. And then I'll go, oh, fuck. Yeah,
off. And can't stuff do like, that does you're like, sometimes I'll like unfollow accounts and stuff just for not wanting to find out. And then it'll say, like, suggested topics.
Yeah, we took notifications off Man United.
Suggested topics.
Do my fucking Sweden, bro.
Suggested topics. Adesanya wins his title.
Yeah, like, I was dying to watch highlights of that. Honestly.
Yeah. We had to take United off notifications the other day.
Yeah.
We're all logged into Stretford Paddock. And yeah, we just had to turn it off because they make me sick to be told. We'll draw 1-1.
Yeah.
And they'll be going on like we fucking won the league.
Yeah.
And then we'll finally win a game and then they'll tweet every 10 minutes. It's like, shut the fuck up.
I know.
Pricks.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Shout out to Andy Tate in the chat.
Yes, Andy, how you doing, mate? Right, I think that's going to be all from us today.
Okey-doke.
Thank you very much to Surfshark for sponsoring the podcast. Use the code PADDOCK. The link is in the description for more on that. It's a great deal with Surfshark. 83% off. Like I said, use the code PADDOCK. Link in the description. Thank you to everyone for joining us. If you aren't subscribed already, hit the subscribe button. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Adam. Thank you to everyone at home.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks,
thank
Joe.
You, thank you. Very well, because well done we were today. Here before you, so thank you for turning
thank
up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job today, son.
Well done.
Proud of you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.